Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see.
Welcome. You just tuned into the
D-Hour
Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy, Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip-hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, life in bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Place bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we come you through your stereos.
This is Journey Praise, and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.
Yeah, yeah, once again, we're in the building. It's all going down on another lovely Thursday. Celebrity Thursday is upon us again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. And like my man Kevin Hart would say, it's going down tonight. Tonight on Celebrity Thursday, we have the pleasure and the opportunity to be talking with legendary R&B singer himself, the one and only Mr. Jeffrey Osborne, is going to be joining us tonight in a little while. So definitely make sure you guys don't go nowhere. D-Slate will be playing some of your favorite hits, some of your favorite old school hits tonight. Yeah, D-Slate is going old school on you guys tonight. And he's playing some of your favorite old school hits. A couple of your favorite Jeffrey Osborne hits. We also will be debuting Jeffrey Osborne's new single off his new album, Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight. We will be debuting that new single tonight, the hour world premiere, so definitely make sure you, I'm going to tell you right now, I've listened to his new album, and I'm going to tell you this single, I absolutely love this single. This single is classic Jeffrey Osborne, love ballad music. This single is hot. I guarantee you guys are going to love it. And again, it goes down. The Owl Radio Network, Celebrity Thursday, D Slate in the building tonight. Unfortunately, our brother, CK, is not going to be in the building with us. But tonight, D Slate is blessed to be in the presence of beauty, in the presence of the lovely ladies of the D-Hour Radio Network. It's D-Slate and the ladies tonight. Yes, we have the beautiful Miss Fabulous, the beautiful Miss Ray Cole. My ladies are in the building with me tonight, and it's going down tonight. Miss Fabulous, how are you?
Oh, would you woo, woo, woo?
Oh, would you woo,
woo, woo, woo? Hello, 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 everybody. D Slate, the CEO of the Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, Celebrity Thursdays, and Ray, is it Ray Cole, I believe?
Yes, no, it is.
Hey, thank you so very much for having me. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here once again on another fabulous, no pun intended, Celebrity Thursday. Looking forward to speaking with the iconic, the trailblazer, the pioneer of music, Mr. Jeffrey Osborne. Would you woo, woo, woo? Welcome.
Woo, woo, woo. Yes, indeed. It's going down tonight. And I have the lovely, my my fellow co-host on Indie Up Saturday. She is also the D-Hour Radio Network's, she's also one of our Alternative Celebrity Thursday hosts. I have the beautiful Miss Ray Cole in the building. Ray, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm so blessed to have you ladies joining me tonight so we could talk to the legendary Mr. Jeffrey Osborne. We got some hits tonight. The Fat Fabulous News is jumping off tonight. We may just get a little gutter with Ray tonight. You never know how it's going to go down on the hour. No, you just don't know. To start off, ladies, I got something interesting I came across. Interesting little article I came across. I found this not really disturbing, but it says a convict caught after 32 years under fake name.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, prison agents catch California parolee after 32 years. This cat was gone for 32 years, and they found him after 32 years. California corrections officials has finally caught up with a parolee convicted of murder who had eluded them for more than three decades. Richard Bradford had been living under the false identity of James Edward Heard and owned several properties in the Pasadena area, including a drug rehabilitation facility. Authorities said Bradford was sentenced to life for first-degree murder in 71, was paroled in 78, and skipped out on his paroles supervision in 1980. The Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation said in a statement Wednesday, agents arrested Bradford this week more than 32 years after he had disappeared. The statement said a false birth certificate with Heard's name was created in Alameda County in 1977 and a Social Security card was issued to him in 1978, both while he was still in prison, officials said. By the early 1980s, Bradford began using the name and the name Richard Bradford disappeared on paper by 1992. A parole apprehension team began an investigation into his disappearance in 2010, and about a year later learned he might be the same person as Heard. Bradford's prison fingerprints were found to be a match with Heard's from the Department of Motor Vehicles. Bradford's attorney contacted correction officials at about the same time, saying he knew he was being sought and would like some time to himself but he never did. It took investigators 2 years to find Bradford, who had been keeping a low profile in the Pasadena area with his businesses controlled by a trust and his credit cards and vehicles in the name of his treatment center. On Sunday, while conducting surveillance, agents saw Bradford and his wife leave their home and followed them to the Home Depot just east of Pasadena in Monrovia, where they arrested Bradford and his wife, who was taken into custody for being a felon in possession of pepper spray. Her name was not released. A search of the house turned up evidence of both Bradford's names. The statement said correction officials did not provide the name of Bradford's attorney and no other contact information to seek comment from a lawyer or the family member could be found. 32 years, this brother was gone. This brother had got away from him. Nobody couldn't find him for 32 years. 32 years.
Wow.
Wow.
That's all you really can say is just like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, the brother was gone 32 years. 32.
Yeah, really.
I mean, he had businesses and everything.
Well, that's just a case of somebody outsmarting the law.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, with a situation like this, I just want to spell the word just W-O-W. That's all you can really do. I mean, you're like, this dude got away from the law for 32 years. It's like, You
smooth guy.
Yeah, you know, it's like, dude, You know, I mean, he lived his life for about 30-some years before he got caught up. But, you know, unfortunately, buddy, you might be spending the rest in prison.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe you'll be able to see that again.
Yeah, you know when they say changing faces, you are who you say you are, or you are what you eat. 32 years, just imagine you being in the bliss of Halloween for 32 years. And I'm not trying to make light of the situation, but literally, really? And nobody got time for that, you know? I mean, it's just like truly, you know, it's like trying to out-slick the slicker, but the slicker is the slickest, so he slapped the slicker. He got you. And it's imperative for those who are in law enforcement, on a serious note, I know personally, to monitor offenders, to make certain that things are put in place, because it is to our knowledge that no one really got hurt, you know what I mean, or even lost their life, you know. So being under the assumed name or assumed position of someone else, assumed identity, if you will, a lot of people could have been affected by the decision-making of this one pedophile, crazy person, deranged individual who thinks that they can be beyond the law. That's
right.
A no for 200, Alex. Yeah.
There it is. He in jeopardy now.
Yeah, really.
Got
a whole bunch of more charges.
You know what? I was gonna talk, and I'll probably talk about this a little later in the show, about how I feel about this. You know, me being a native of Chicago, you know, I'm a little bit upset with some of the Chicagoans. You know, not just mostly the ones that are out there acting like they ain't got no sense, but you know, it's getting really bad out there, and it's been like that for the last couple of years. I mean, anytime the news has to tell residents not to ride the buses and trains at night, it's pretty bad.
Oh, wow.
You
wow.
Know, there was a homicide. There was a shooting not too long ago, and the victim, who also passed away, was a six-month-old baby girl.
Jeez.
But NBA star, and this is reasonable, and this is one of the reasons why I like this gentleman, because he's such a great individual. But NBA star Derrick Rose reportedly offers to pay for a funeral of slain six-month-old Chicago girl. A six-month-old girl passed away after being shot 5 times in Chicago on Monday afternoon while her father was reportedly standing on the curb changing her diaper and on the front of a minivan.
Yeah.
It was the 62nd. Okay? We're in early March. It was the 62nd homicide of 2013 so far, according to Red Eye Chicago. More than 500 homicides were reported in Chicago, a horrifying number that represented a massive increase over 2011. The rate has slowed through the first 2.5 months of 2013, but the wretchedness of the death of infant John La Watkins, whom police officials have said was shot during a gang-related attempt on the life of her father, Jonathan Watkins, has brought the city's struggles with gun violence back to the forefront. There's nothing good that comes of a story like this, but in between the awful feelings, there occasionally emerges something worth celebrating, like against all odds, 17-hour effort to save a little girl's life, or 200 members of a community coming together in mourning and support, or reportedly a gesture of kindness by one of Chicago's brightest stars. The report of Rose's offer comes from Pastor Corey Brooks, the leader of the New Beginnings Church in Chicago, who's been serving as the Watkins family spokesman in the aftermath of Jonah's shooting. NBC Chicago's cites the spokesman at the source. An Inquisitor reported that Brooks also says the family won't have to worry about funeral costs, as Chicago Bulls star Derrick Rose has offered to take care of the funeral costs.
Well, that was nice of him.
Absolutely. Wow. Oh, wow.
And, you know, and I just, you know, I hate to hear things like this, and I'm so upset with Chicago right now because, you know, I just can't believe that it's getting, you know, because when I lived there, I never, ever, I don't remember ever hearing the news tell citizens that not to, or warn citizens not to ride the bus and the trains at night. I've never heard that.
Well, that's one of the biggest sources of transportation up there, isn't it? Like the buses and the stuff.
And the trains, absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and if people, when people have, you know, when people work late and, you know, some people don't have cars or whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. and it's a blessing because they have the bus system and the train system. So it's like, what are they supposed to do? You know, are they not supposed to go to work because of the situation? Now you have people going to work or coming home from work that are afraid riding the buses and trains at night because of this ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And, you know, I have my own opinion about, you know, what I think about it. And I guarantee, you know, the thugs don't want to hear what I think should happen. But I just want to say that it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it's getting out of control. And
shoot and kill a baby. You know, the bullet just doesn't have a name on it.
I mean, really, I understand, you know, I mean, I will never, ever understand it, you know, any senseless, any senseless crimes like this. I mean, I don't care what issue, you know, you had with this gentleman. You know, he had a six-month-old daughter with him.
Right.
He had a six-month-old daughter. He had a six-month-old daughter with him. I don't care what the issue is you had with him. I don't care how stupid or silly it was. He had a six-month-old baby with him.
Right.
Wow.
Did the father live, or did he? What happened with the father?
From the reports, I mean, I didn't gather. I didn't hear anything about the father passing away. So far, it looks like the only victim, you know, was his daughter.
Wow.
Do you know if he's going to be charged with anything? Did they note that?
Actually, they didn't. They didn't know whether or not the father was going to be charged with anything.
Right. Well, if anything, you know, just spiritually, he's going to be charged with that the rest of his life.
Absolutely.
Just being there and being in the moment. You know, no matter the situation, you know, a parent has a bond with the child like no other, and you know, just losing on instinct 6 months. Life hasn't even began, not even an inkling of beginning, you know, and
right.
anything that happens to a child or baby or elderly person, an animal, you know, just anyone in general is always catastrophic, but in particularly a child, you know, and it just, you know, I'm beyond words right now.
And, you know, I don't know what his situation, I don't know what his situation is, and I don't want to point blame because I don't know what his situation is, but I think that if, you know, they said gang violence, and I truly do hope that it wasn't in response to something that he was involved in, because
right.
you know he lost his, you know, his child lost her life because of something he could have potentially been involved in.
Right. That's why I don't go over people's house. I don't ride in people's cars. Like, I'll meet you in a public place because I don't know what you're involved in. And I'm sorry,
right.
but I can't take that bullet for you. Like, I can't do it. There's just so much going on. People are just in too much stuff now.
That's real.
Right, but see, you as an adult have a choice, you know, but a child being
right.
putting been put in the middle of danger, you know, not
right.
being able to take care of themselves or make a rational decision to get out the way. Bullets have no names on them. They don't
right.
give you any warning. They don't give you, like, a calendar date prepare or any of that. It's just instant, you know. And anything,
right.
again, regardless if it's Chicago or any town, anywhere, USA, you know, gun violence, gang violence, all of that needs to be put to an end. What is the purpose? Who is gaining, you know, anything other than we're losing? That's the only game that we're doing. We're losing, and that's not winning. You know,
right.
we're doing just that. We're losing an undaunting battle. We're losing lives. We're losing time. We're losing momentum. We're just losing the life in general and pulse. And this gang stuff just really, really, really has to stop again.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
I think some people feel, maybe the father felt, I don't know what he was into, but maybe he felt that if he was into something that no one would do anything to him if he had his child with him. Like, so certain people feel that way. Like, if I have my kid, most people will say, oh, well, I'm not going to mess with them because they have a kid. But some people don't care. Like, they'll take you and the kid out, unfortunately.
I mean, ignorant individuals fuel the most violent situations.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I mean, you know, when you truly think about it, I don't want to point any blame at the young man because I don't know what his situation was, but you know, if it was something that he was involved in, you know, the mom. You know, the baby's mom and, you know, the rest of her family or even maybe members of his own family, I mean, they're going to be pointing the blame at you for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to be pointing the blame at him for a very long time. You know, so, and that's not something that a parent can get over, you know, so.
Right.
I mean, all I can say is, please, all I can say is prayers and hopefully God can get them through it because it's a serious situation when it's a young child like that. Real serious.
It's just a learning lesson. I mean, unfortunately, if he can't get anything else out of it, depending on what he was doing, just take it as a lesson and try to move on with your life. That's all you can really do.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are 24 minutes past the hour. D. Slate, Miss Fabulous, Ray Cole in the building. We got to get on a brighter note, and that brighter note will be some of these incredible old school hits that I have in store for you guys tonight. We're going to kick off a couple right now. When we come back, hopefully we'll be getting it in with the incredible Mr. Jeffrey Osborne, the legendary Mr. Jeffrey Osborne right now. We got some Jeffrey Osborne hits. Oh, you already know. Don't go nowhere. All I want you guys to do, like Jeffrey say, all I want you to do is stay with me tonight. It's the D-Hour Radio Network Celebrity Thursday. Let's go.
Let's go.
sun has failed. And I'm crazy about you, baby, can't you see? I'd be so delighted if you would come with me.
Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
What's up, cool world? My name is Serenata Penn, and I welcome you to my blog review sessions, where I interview artistic, ambitious individuals just like you and me who want the world to know about their skills and talents. Check out my site, The Real Profiles of Rising Artistic Icons, at www.famousbynature.blogspot.com for my latest cover features, videos, and photos of my guests, and how you can subscribe and join to be the first to know about my next artist on the rise. You never know, you may be my next spotlight guest. Be a part of our future creators at Serenata's 10 Blog Review, where the talent starts and finishes with you.
Attention all shoonistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back, Celebrity Thursday, D-Hour Radio Network, D-Slade, Miss Fabulous, Ray Cole in the building. We getting it in tonight, playing the hits. You already know how we do it. D. Slade in the building with the lovely ladies of the D-Hour Radio Network, and we're getting it in. You just got through listening to Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It. Then it was some Stylistics with Hey There, Lonely Girl, Betty Wright, Clean Up Woman, and Jeffrey Osborne, On the Wings of Love. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. Right now, we're still waiting for our guest, our special guest, to call in and definitely get it in with us tonight. But in the meantime, while we do that, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for us to get some of the most fabulous news we could ever possibly get on Thursday on the D-Hour Radio Network. It's Miss Fabulous with the Fabulous News. Miss Fabulous, what's so fabulous today?
All right, well, thank you, D. Slate. To the listening audience of the D Hour Show Radio Network, Celebrity Thursdays is now in effect. We have a lot going on today, so sit back, relax, and prepare yourself, your mind, body, and soul. Cheryl Lee Leasier and Hardiman, Michael Corner allegedly put razor blades in donuts. Yeah, you heard it correctly. It already has a hole in the middle, but this right here is beyond imaginable. A couple in Utah may get a taste in jail after being arrested for allegedly sticking broken razor blades in donuts in hopes of getting a supplement from a grocery store. Cheryl Lee Leasier Hardiman, 39, and Michael Condor, 35, were both arrested for filing a false police report after allegedly they purchased a Smith's food and drug store, and then they actually ate the pastries, and then they put the razor blades in the pastries in which they've already eaten. So police, yeah, this is really, really wild. So talk about return of default items. I mean, someone really could have been, you know, life taken or anything because of the malice of these people, correct, you know. But in closing, police said that Condor admitted to that the two had planted so they could get a settlement from the store. This comes by way of Huffington Post. Rumor has it that top political donor says that Hillary Clinton will run for president in 2016. According to the report of Greek Reporter, yes, a close friend, top political donor, said that the Clintons confirmed that Hillary Clinton will seek the Democratic nomination in the next presidential election, which is 2016, everybody. So back off. We still got a lot, long time to go. In closing, the site said that Hillary Clinton's office did not respond for a comment. Yes, rumor also has it that Honey Boo Boo's mom will appear on Dancing with the Stars. You heard me correctly. An unnamed source said that the two of them, meaning Honey Boo Boo and her mother, but not her because she's a child, New York Daily News that says that ABC is interested in adding Mama June, Honey Boo Boo's mother, to the new cast of DWTS. ABC's cast in season 16 for DWTS is creating quite a buzz. And a lot of rumors, other names rumored to have make it on Dancing with the Stars include Kourtney Kardashian, amongst others. A rep for TLC has denied the rumor, according to Huffington Post. Tamar Braxton and I am in the studio right now watching the new episodes for the Braxton's Family Values. I'd like to shout out to my sorority sister, Tawanda Braxton of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. But we're talking about her sister right here. Tamar Braxton is finally pregnant with her first child. That's right, according to LA Times, Tamar Braxton is not only pregnant, she's almost there. The reality star and singer revealed on Wednesday on Good Morning America, almost translating into a few months left, actually, so nobody's boiling water just yet. I have a love on top, she said, in referencing to Beyonce's tune, Love on Top. I am Prego. In Constellation, I'm pregnant. Appearing on her sister's The Braxton's Family Values co-stars Tony, Trina, Tracy, Tawanda, plus Mom Elvin. Yes. Tamar showed off her body with a glowing baby bump. So congratulations to she. This is the first baby for 35-year-old Tamar and her music executive husband, Vince Herbert, 43 years of age. They both married in 2008. Way to go. Congratulations to the both of them. Celebrating the birthday, yes, on today, we have Albert Einstein. Yay! Billy Crystal. He starred in several popular films, including City Slicks, Forget Paris, and Analyze This. And this is my favorite one right here. Quincy Jones turns 80. Can you believe that? 18 years old, influential composer of many film scores, classic albums, hit songs, and considered a master of work. Happy, happy birthday. Birthday, also selling the birthday on today, actress Elise Neal is 47, and Tamara Tooney is 54. She's played in various sitcoms to include Law and Order, the Special Victims Unit. She is the medical examiner. Also, today is Learn About Butterflies Day, National Potato Chip Day, National Pie. And that is coincidental that Albert Einstein's birthday is today and National Pie Day. Not pie like you eat, but P-I because it is 3/14.
Oh,
you get it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, National Pecan Day. Absolutely. Reach as high as you can day. And also Popcorn Lovers Day every second Thursday in the month of March. Also be cognizant in the month of March we're celebrating National Women's Month, National History of Women's Month, and International Women's Month. Also amongst those things celebrated on the 14th day of March, International Ask a Question Day. I would like to ask a question. What is your favorite radio network? Who are your favorite personalities? And most importantly, who is going to be your favorite guest speaker on the D Hour Show Radio Network? We're talking about no other than Jeffrey Osborne. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another wonderful segment of the Fab Fabulous News. Now back to you, D Slade.
Oh, Fab Fabulous News. That was so fabulous. Thank you, Miss Fabulous, for that incredible news report. Now, I'm just curious, okay, if the little girl's name is Honey Boo Boo,
Okay. that's Honey Boo Boo. Is her mom going to be called Honey Doo Doo? I mean, I'm just curious.
Lord.
Oh,
is that the name? Honey Boo Boo, Honey Doo Doo? I mean, is that what her mom's going to go back?
You know, in the words of Tamar Braxton, you need to get your life deslayed. That is, like, so freaking gross. And I don't got time for that. Wow, it's, like, gross.
Honey Boo Boo and Honey Doo Doo.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, it's...
My favorite redneck. No, I'm joking.
Hey, you know, anytime they start... Anytime they, you know, this reality shows, man, I tell you. Anytime they start making up words like... Red-neckinized, something wrong. Yeah.
Wow.
Really,
I love it.
Really wrong. Something really, really wrong. I don't know.
Put that on a shirt.
The whole reality show thing. I mean, I know that's the new thing now. I know that's the norm right now. And everybody's jumping on it. I think the problem a lot of people are having is every time you turn around, it's some new. I heard about another new reality show, Preacher's Daughters. You know, so it's like you know, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. I mean,
right.
You know, I mean,
because people want to know what's going on in people's lives. Unfortunately, people just nosy.
It's just, you know, every time you turn around, some crazy new reality show. I know a lot of ladies is happy that Shorty Glow wasn't able to create his All My Baby Mamas reality show. I mean,
wow.
I'm like, really, brother? I mean, 11 kids, 10 baby mamas? I mean, that's just... Just talking about it is just drama. I mean,
I seen a highlight on YouTube.
Talking about it is drama.
The Real Mistresses of Atlanta or something. I don't know if they ever went forward with it, but I was like, really? Like,
but you know what? Wow. Everything's a gimmick now. If you have a concept, if you have content, you know, or just celebrities or just ordinarily, mm-hmm. you know, out of the ordinary things and people want to constitute that into television for a profit. And everything mm-hmm. does not necessarily have to be information for the general public. Some things are made to just, like, you know, keep you to yourself. Because we're saying over here. Yeah, so I do want to mention this. I've negated to mention this in the fabulous news. We have a new pope now, so congratulations.
Yeah.
And I was very intrigued by the process in which they underwent to obtain the votes, the cardinals, for the votes. If you see the black smoke, that means they're still in deliberation. If you saw the white smoke, that means that they have finally elected an official pope, right? So it all depends. It's all contingent upon culture, because if there's black smoke in an urban setting, I don't know if that is going to be constituting that they're looking for a new pope. Or is that stereotypical? I'm not sure. That's Ask the Question, because today is Ask the Question Day.
Now, if we would have seen green smoke, would that have meant that somebody was using their medical marijuana? I mean,
Well, that was my reference, but I didn't want to be as blunt. You get it?
No,
I didn't want to be as blunt with it.
I know,
so.
You know, I mean, green smoke would have came out with, okay, somebody's using their medical marijuana. I mean, I'm just curious. I'm kind of curious as well why they didn't want to pick the brother. Why couldn't the brother have been a new pope?
Right. Well, I don't think it would be advantageous for the new elected pope to have, you know, consumed in any medical, illicit articles. Yeah, I want to put it that way. Because he only has lungs. And also, he's considered to be a conservative. He is definitely against, same-sex marriages, same-sex adoption, all of that. So, definitely a lot of people of an unradical type of lifestyle, a radical position, they're very, very upset about that. So, you know, they've gained the pope, and we've lost an hour here on the East Coast and Central because it's daylight saving time. So you give and you take. It's life.
You know, I think I kind of understand. I think I know why they probably didn't want to pick the. I think I know why they probably didn't want to pick the brother. And I think I think they was probably worried that on first Sunday, instead of him giving out the white crackers, they was probably worried he was going to be giving out rich crackers. And I think instead of, you know, juice or wine, they would have been concerned that he would have been giving out red Kool-Aid. I mean, wow. That shouldn't really matter. That shouldn't really matter. I mean, give the brother his shot.
Mm-hmm. You know, those crackers going to be enough when they be passing around those little crackers and juices. Because, you know, you be in church and you be starving. Like, I want to just grab a handful of them, but I don't want to offend anybody.
Would it be wrong? Would it be wrong if you looked out into the congregation and noticed it was some extra thick individuals out there? Would it be wrong to put some salami and cheese on them crackers when you was handing them out? Would that be wrong?
That's all.
But they're
I'm
really
saying.
Small.
I mean,
they're small.
You know, I mean,
and
would
you,
it be
you
wrong?
Have to dissolve them, right? They're not intended for, you know, pleasurable consumption. They're intended for the cause in which they serve, the purpose. So it's almost like an Alka-Seltzer. You put it, well, I'm not going to say that because we're going to be, seem like we're mainstream into something else. I was going to say, if you put it in your mouth, it's going to dissolve, but let's move on.
All I'm saying is it's lunchtime normally, so, you know, you mean they're starving. It's like, come on, we got like another hour. I'm joking. Don't pay me any mind.
Oh, yes, it did. It's going down. It's going down on the D-Hour Radio Network Celebrity Thursday. D-Slade, Miss Fabulous, Ray Cole, we're in the building right now. Got some more hits for you guys. Hopefully we'll be getting in with our special guest tonight, the wonderful Mr. Jeffrey Osborne. We got some more hits. Oh, I got the old school hits for you guys, as always. We got some Glenn Jones. We got some Shirley Murdoch. Hey, Glenn Jones. We've only just begun. Don't go nowhere. The Hour Show. Hey.
Got a lot of love to give.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Celebrity Thursday, DL Radio Networks in the building. Shirley Murdoch with Husband. Before that was Glenn Jones. We've only just begun. D. Slate, Miss Fabulous, Ray Cole on the line with you guys right now.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in and hanging out with us tonight. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure, truly our pleasure, to introduce our special guest for tonight. Former singer, lead singer of the hit R&B group LTD with hits like Holding On, Love Ballad, moving on to create mega hits on his single albums like On the Wings of Love, We're Going All the Way, Stay With Me Tonight, and right now with a new album, and I'm going to tell you right now, I've heard the new album and it's phenomenal. With the new album, A Time for Love, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D Hour Radio Network welcome, a special welcome for our incredible guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the incredible Mr. Jeffrey Osborne. Mr. Osborne, how are you?
I am so good, man. How are you doing tonight?
We are good. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's an absolute honor and a pleasure for us to have for you to be on our show tonight, for you to for us to have you on our show tonight and in the studio with us. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great, man. I couldn't be better, man. It's I feel very blessed to be able to share some time with you and, you know, your audience out there.
Absolutely. I definitely want to talk about the new album, because I got to say, I listened to it, and it's absolutely incredible. My favorite song is actually the song we're going to debut tonight, and it's just classic Jeffrey Osborne, but Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight. I love that song. I love
song. Okay.
Yes. And I got to say, I also love your song with Chaka Khan. I love the jazzy feel to it, the jazzy background behind it. I love that.
Right.
But when I heard Don't Let Me Be Lonely, I said, yeah, that's the one I got to play tonight. But definitely, an incredible album, as usual. Great music, A Time for Love. Definitely tell us about the new album and the inspiration that went into it, because I know that it was an album that you always wanted to record.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, it's something that I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to do a jazz standards record, and unfortunately, with most record companies, you know, they wanted me to do an album of original material, so it was hard to sell. And finally, I got to the point where I've kind of slowed down a little bit, and I can kind of pick and choose what I wanted to do. And I think the hardest thing was just finding a company that believed in it. And Time Life, they came around, and they were very interested. And so I got a chance to get back together with George Duke. And George produced my first three solo albums, so we have a great relationship. And I've been talking to George for years about doing this kind of a project, and he was like, well, whenever you get ready, man, let me know. So I couldn't have picked a better person to do this, because he's such an incredible musician, and, you know, his roots are jazz, and I knew that he would treat this right. And so, you know, I finally got the opportunity to do it, sat with George, selected all the songs, selected the keys, brought in some musicians, and we recorded this live, which makes it even more satisfying. I mean, I actually sang while the musicians were playing. It was myself, George Duke playing piano, Christian McBride on bass, and John Roberts on drums. And we tracked it as a trio and myself singing, and then George added some other colors later, but I think that's what makes it feel so good, because it's actually a live recording, something that people don't do anymore today.
No, not at all. And it was such a breath of fresh air, this new album that you created with. And I love jazz. I'm a huge jazz fan. And it's such a breath of fresh air when I listen to a lot of the songs on the album, and I say, you know, this is exactly what we need right now. You know, true jazz fans, true R&B fans,
right,
contemporary music fans. So this is exactly what we need right now, and I love it. It's an incredible album, and definitely congratulations to you with the incredibly new album. And we're definitely going to give it a lot of airplay, and I truly do hope everybody else that's listening is definitely going to check it out and listen to it because it's really an incredible album. So definitely thank you for giving us such great music.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you giving that a shot, you know, because it's different, you know, going from an R&B audience and then, you know,
right.
kind of branching out and not knowing how well this will be received by my audience that I already have, you know.
Right.
But I've been doing a few of these songs live, you know, when I'm out performing, and you know, people have been receiving it really well, which just goes to show me that, you know, people just want to enjoy real music. You know, it's and that's the beauty of this. It's, you know, it's real music. It stretches out. We got like incredible soloists on the album. We got Rick Braun playing trumpet solos, and
yes.
Everett Harp playing sax solos, and Paul Jackson Jr. playing guitar solos, and it's just a beautiful piece of music. It just stretches out. So if you like music, you'll like this record.
Yes, absolutely. And I know they will. I definitely know they will. I got my co-host, the lovely ladies of the DR Radio Network, in the studio with me. Miss Fabulous, you have any questions for Mr. Osborne?
Oh, do I ever. Hello, Mr. Jeffrey Osborne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Miss Fabulous?
I am doing just that, fabulous, no pun intended. I tell you, I would like to defer to have the attention off of me and just let you know that you're one of my all-time favorite ever. I mean, you know, I'm a fan of your work independently, and I have been a fan of LTD for eons.
Oh, I do appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. All the thought process, the emotion, the feeling that goes into the writing of the songs, the live instrumentation that, you know, a lot of music for today is lacking thereof. They don't have any idea or the focus of, you know, horn section or strings or what have you, you know, a construct. Everything is,
yeah.
you know, kind of like blueprinted for them or already laid out. So I just want to thank you today for being one of the original trailblazers and pioneers of real music and emphasis on real. I had a couple of questions for you, Mr. Osborne, as it relates to, well, first and foremost, you know, sometimes everything they put on the internet is not necessarily true because they put it on the internet. Did you just recently celebrate a birthday?
Oh, yeah, I did. Actually, Saturday, this past Saturday was my birthday, yeah.
March 9th?
Happy belated birthday.
March 9th,
definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So a fan like myself would do that in-depth research. So I want to say that, you know, start off with the icebreaker. Now to go into questioning. You know, all the members initially, let's go ahead and talk about LTD. All the members initially with that group, it is still a group in existence now. Are you looking or are you all at some point looking to go through a process of recreating music or touring or, you know, doing sets or what have you as a group collaboratively? Because I know, unfortunately, a lot of the members have transitioned. However, you know, again, the music still lives lively. So some of the still living members, do you all get together and, you know, work on projects or tour together?
Well, you know, yeah, there have been a few members from LTD that have passed on. But no, you know, when I left LTD, it wasn't a very amicable split. It was actually kind of ugly. So so we never had a great relationship after I left. Of course, there were people in the group, there are individuals in the group that I still talk to, but collectively as a group, there were a lot of things that just didn't work out, that went down the wrong way. And so I don't know if there'll ever be a LTD reunion. And if it was to be an LTD reunion, I don't think it would be the same because some of the key members from LTD have moved on. I mean, Jimmy Davis, the keyboard player, who was amazing, he passed away a few years ago. And Henry Davis, the bass player, passed away a year ago, and he was a very key member to the group. So it's a totally different group. Now, I think they still do shows together. They don't do much. But, you know, unfortunately, it just wasn't a good breakup for us. And so I haven't given any thought to even getting back together and doing anything with them, actually. To be honest, I might as well be candid and honest here.
Well, you know, Mr. Osborne, I respect that because there's so many things that are printed in our world of industry and technology on today. So a lot of people negate to put truthful things or they add for their own caterability, you know, to the story.
Exactly.
So to
yeah.
hear it loud and proud from you, the way you have displayed it, it shows a lot of maturity and it shows that you are a man of high caliber, if you will. So this is just my personal preference. LTD was not necessarily saying when you became a solo artist. You were the face to LTD, and again, this is my opinion. They're like cell phones.
Right.
Everyone has one for the most part, but, you know, your voice is very distinct. It's kind of like Harold Melvin, the Blue Notes, you know, Barry White and Glodine, the Love Unlimited Orchestra,
right.
and the
yeah.
beat goes on. So it's always a major face behind the product. So I also want to say this. You know, a lot of your love ballads, let's talk about Jeffrey Osborne, you know, the artist. A lot of your love ballads in the 80s and the 90s really, really, truly had meaning, not about necessarily love or relationships, but about life. Tell us about what is the motivation behind your writing, because I know that you did a lot of your own writing. What is the motivation that went into your hit breakers and your international hit chart breakers?
Well, you know, basically, I think love is a universal language, and there's so many ways you can write about love. I basically just grab from my relationships,
mm-hmm.
you know, which are you know my family, my wife, my children, my brothers and sisters, all of these relationships that I have, I try to pull things that I actually go through, like life experiences. So I would say that 80% of the things I write about are things that I have gone through personally. And then another 10% will be of watching relationships around me because I got all this family. So I watch my brothers and sisters and the cousins. I watched all these relationships. So, you know, I grab from that. And then maybe another 10% is just pure fantasy, just things that I just dream up that I've but I'd say 80% of them are life experiences, without a doubt.
Right.
Wow. Well, in closing, because I don't want to hold the microphone, because, you know, I would do that all night, because when I say I'm a fan, fan is synonymous for fanatic, and I am fanatic for Jeffrey Osborne's music. Let me tell you. I mean, you know, I remember, because I'm from New England, and from my understanding.
Oh, really?
You're from
I am too.
Island, correct?
Right. Where are you,
so you
where
know
you
about
from?
The key. I'm from Boston.
All right. Okay.
Yes. Yes. And I remember back in the day being on the T and the Green Line and the Orange Line, you know, in Rhode Island, they say no stop, you know. So that's taking us back a little bit, the trolleys and what have you. And I
right.
remember, you know, when they played live music on your transportation system, you know. And,
yeah.
you know, in rotation, just being a small girl, you know, listening, I would know word for word of your music and Donna Summer's music. I don't know what that was all about, but I'll tell you, because she, you know, rest her soul, she was from Massachusetts also, you know,
right.
and from Roxbury, Massachusetts. So, you know, On the Wings of Love and, you know, all of your other star hitters, it really, really brought to me memorization. So every time I hear your music, it brings back good memories. So I want to thank you for your contribution to the industry and just being a trailblazer and a pioneer, and just truly, truly just thank you on tonight.
Well, I do appreciate that, you know, and it's it's nice to know that you're a homegirl.
That's right.
You know, I do want to go back and clarify one thing. Was we were talking about LTD, and I just want people to know that I do absolutely appreciate all the years that I spent with LTD, because I learned as a writer, I learned as a singer, I developed everything in LTD, and I could never repay them for what I've learned being in that group. So, I mean, I don't want people to think that I did not enjoy my years with LTD, because they were the most important years of my life as far as being a singer and a musician. You know, I just think that, you know, a lot of groups back then, a lot of singers left and transitioned, and it was for many different reasons, but I truly enjoyed the years that I was with them.
Yeah.
Yes. I just want to say, audience, would you woo, woo, woo? You should be mine. That is an ongoing joke for many, many years.
Absolutely.
So I'm so glad
Absolutely.
To hear the man behind the song.
Well, with that being said, Mr. Osborne, can I clearly say that you're also a Patriots fan?
You know what? I actually am not a Patriots fan.
Oh, wow.
That's the funny thing. I'm not a Patriots fan. I'm not a Celtic fan. The funny thing is I live in L.A. now, and I've actually lived in L.A. longer than I ever lived in Rhode Island. And when I was in Rhode Island, I just had so many bad experiences back there in the Boston area especially, because it was rough. The period that I grew up was kind of rough. So I kind of like – I was a New York fan, to be honest with you.
Oh,
I was
wow.
a big fan. I've had some pretty bad experiences in the Boston area, and so I kind of shied away from those. But I mean, now the funny thing is, as I love some of the players. I got a great relationship with Doc Rivers, I came to L.A. I became incredible friends with Magic Johnson. I've become the good luck charm of the Lakers. I have opened their season for 28 years straight. 28 years straight, I've opened their season singing the anthem. I open every playoff season. I open every championship season. I have 6 championship rings from the Lakers.
Wow.
I have six championship rings. So this is why I'm basically a Laker fan, and I will be for life. Magic is a very close friend. I actually did a celebrity golf tournament in Rhode Island for the first time in August of this year, and Magic hosted it for me. And Magic was in it, and Smokey Robinson, and the OJs, and New Edition, and Sinbad came up, and Pat Riley. I had an incredible turnout, and we gave a lot of money to charities there. But I have such a strong relationship with the Laker organization, and that's basically why I'm a Laker fan. And I also was doing the anthem for the Raiders, so I'm actually a Raider fan, and I have nothing to cheer for every year because they suck right now.
Absolutely. I wasn't gonna let you say that, but you know, that's fine. Since you're the good luck charm for the Lakers, I'm gonna assume that you weren't around when Kobe Bryant sprained his ankle.
No. I saw it, though. I watched it happen on television.
Okay.
I have to be in the building for the good luck to work.
There it is. Exactly. Okay. I got some really great questions for you, but before I get into that, I definitely want to play. I want to do a premiere of your new song. Don't let me be lonely tonight. I definitely want everybody to check that out. But before that, I know my co-host Ray Cole has some questions for you. Ray, you have any questions for Mr. Osborne?
Well, first, I just want to say that I'm honored to be able to speak with you. It's kind of awesome speaking with someone that's, like, well-established in the music industry. My one little generic question that I ask everybody is, what advice would you give to any up-and-coming artists about the music business?
About the music industry or about the music, period?
About anything that you can offer up that can be of assistance or that can help, like, up-and-coming artists.
Well, you know, I think for me, I think up-and-coming artists, I think they should probably learn about whatever they want to do. If they want to be a musician, I think they should study that. If they want to be a singer, I think they should study voice. I think they definitely should retract from technology and pull back from technology, because I think that's what's hurting a lot of the young people today.
They're
sitting there, they're sampling music, they're not developing in that area. And you know, to me, you know, they're making records today where there's no musicians in the studio at all. It's like one person and he's putting together all this, and there's syncing stuff up and sequencing stuff, and you know, I think the young people should think about developing and learning also about the people before them, because I find when I go around a lot that, you know, even in radio, there are people in radio today that don't know any music before what's going on today. And I think that for young people, they need to study. They need to study people before them, listen to the greats, respect the greats, and, you know, and then try to piece all that together as opposed to getting caught up in this technological industry that we have right now, because it's definitely changed a lot.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
And I think the biggest thing that you said in that statement was respect the greats, because I think one
exactly.
of the biggest problems, and I think personally that one of the biggest problems with a lot of these new artists today, and that's why there's so much hate and anger going on with a lot of these new artists, big fights and different things like that, because I feel like they don't respect the artists that came before them, and I also feel like that they don't even respect their own peers. They don't even respect each other.
Yeah. I hear that in the music. There's a lot of angry music out. You know, that's what bothers me about today. There's a lot of angry music out, and you know, if you listen to the music from the past, the music was about love. It was about, you know, the world. It was worldly, and today a lot of it is about, you know. You know, I don't even want to get into what happened there.
No, I know.
But they're very condescending.
well, definitely, Mr. Osborne, I definitely want to get into the world premiere of your new single, Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight. Definitely go ahead and introduce your song for everybody.
You want me to introduce the song?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, this is definitely one of my favorite songs. You know, I love the very first version I heard, which was by Nancy Wilson. I think James Taylor had the biggest version of it, but it's just a great song. I think George Duke went out of his way, brought his old Wurlitzer back, which you don't even see Wurlitzer anymore. And he's playing an old Wurlitzer on this track, which kind of just brings it to life. And this is the latest single from my new album. The album's called The Time for Love, and this is called Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight.
There it is, right here on Celebrity Thursday. We'll come back with more Mr. Jeffrey Osborne. Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight. Here we go.
Light, but hold me tight and save me. but don't let me be lonely tonight. I don't wanna be lonely tonight. I don't wanna be lonely.
Hour Radio Network Celebrity Thursday with the legendary Mr. Jeffrey Osborne, and that was his latest single, Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight. Incredible single.
That was
ladies
nice.
And gentlemen, Miss Fabulous, Ray Cole, what do you guys think?
That just took me to a place.
Yeah, I want to say, you know, it puts me in the mindset of, you know, Mr. Osborne, as into, you know, it's like we're going all the way, we belong to love,
yes.
You know, was it something that I said, you know, so that I said, you know, it kind of puts me in the still same field, but however, it has more of a generation up, and what is meant by that, you know, it's trendy, but yet it's still Jeffrey Osborne, so you didn't deviate from the formula, you just recreated something that was fabulous, no pun intended. So I really, really loved it. You know,
oh, thank you.
I loved
yeah.
it. I really liked it a lot.
Like
I'm
I said,
ready to
I
hear
was,
more.
I was drawn between the two, that single and the single you have with Chaka Khan. And when I heard this one, I have to be on board with you. This is probably my favorite single, absolutely.
Okay. Well, the Chaka song was kind of like a Christmas song, you know.
Yeah,
and
I got that feel.
It is a Christmas song. Actually, it was written as a Christmas song. And so I think Chaka wanted to do that song. That was her choice. And so, you know, I talked to George. I said, well, it's kind of a Christmas song, but if Chaka wants to do it, let's go ahead and do it. And she was serious about wanting to do it, so George put a great arrangement on it. And they actually kind of released it during the Christmas season. But, you know, I didn't think it would have the legs to last forever throughout this year.
Right.
So, you know, it's interesting because I have favorites on this record that probably will never be singles, but it's a lot of good music. So I'm just
absolutely.
Happy. And I'm happy to have gotten back in the studio with George, and I'm very pleased with the product that came out of it.
Well, three things I want to definitely bring up. Well, two before I ask my last question. Also, I want to say that since the release of your album on the 29th, it debuted number one on the Billboard Magazine Current Contemporary Jazz chart. So congratulations to you for that.
Yeah,
oh,
that
wow.
was shocking. I didn't expect that. Really didn't expect that. But, yeah, that was pretty incredible to see that happen.
And I know also, because I'm here in Arizona, and I know you're going to be coming here next month for the festival.
Yeah, I am. I'm coming there to the Jazz Fest. It's going to be
yes.
myself.
So I definitely look forward to definitely checking that out and seeing you at the festival. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too. I get a chance to hook up with a good friend of mine, Huge Grooves, a saxophone player, and he's a smooth
yes.
jazz player. And
yes.
I had a couple of songs on his record, so we're going to team up, and he'll be on my set, and we'll. Perform, he'll do some of his stuff and I'll do mine and we'll intermingle and he'll play solos with me. It should be fun. It should be a fun hang.
Definitely can't wait to check it out. I definitely can't wait until next month to get there and check you guys out at the festival. Absolutely. Also, you recently returned from an inaugural Soul Train cruise where you performed on board and spent time with the fans. Tell us a little bit about that.
That was pretty incredible. You know, it was the very first annual Soul Train Cruz, and you know, I think they reached all the way back, and they went back and got, you know, the Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes and the Spinners and Intruders, and you know, it was just incredible. I mean, Cuba Gooding and Made Ingredient, when we had actually the OJs were on, Cool and the Gang was on, Patti LaBelle was on. It was unbelievable. I mean, if you know, it just took you back. It took you back to all those great songs that all those great, you know, artists had.
That's
and
awesome.
It was a fun hang. The people really enjoyed it. And they have another one coming up in October, which will actually will board it in San Diego, and it'll go through Mexico, through Puerto Vallarta and Cabo. And that one has an incredible list of artists also. That has Earth, Wind & Fire on it, and Gladys Knight, and Jennifer Holliday, and Freddie Jackson.
Oh, wow.
And,
oh, my
so it's a great experience. You know, if you like music, you get a chance to not only see all these great artists, but you get a chance to touch them because, you know, they're on the ship with you. So it was great. That was a great experience with Soul Train Cruise.
Oh,
well, it sounded like it was. I mean, all the legendary names that you named that was there on the crew. That sounds phenomenal. And definitely, I know the fans got an opportunity to really enjoy that. So that sounds absolutely phenomenal. I hope I may get a chance to definitely check that out as well.
Check that one out in October. It's going to be it'll be pretty nice. It's pretty special.
Absolutely. I know one of your fans in our chat room right now, Jay Irwig, she says, Jeffrey Osborne, your music was my sedative.
Oh. Wow. That's deep.
Yeah.
I'm almost scared.
That's deep, baby.
Wow. Wow.
Well, I just want to, first and foremost, I just want to say that, again, it's truly an honor and it's truly a pleasure to definitely have you on the show with us tonight. Do you have any other upcoming, any major upcoming tours, anything that you're working on lately?
Well, I'm going to be out touring all over. You know, I have quite a few, since this album, came out. I have quite a few jazz festivals that I'm doing. I'm doing the one there in April in Phoenix. I'm doing one in San Diego, in California. I'm doing one in Newport Beach, California. I'm doing one in New Orleans, the big New Orleans Heritage Jazz Festival. So kind of broadening my audience and doing a lot of jazz fest this year. But I'm coming through. I'll be out quite a bit in most cities this you know, actually I go to Chicago next week, I go to Detroit the week after that, and I'm staying pretty active. I'm out there and I'm doing a lot as far as live shows are concerned. That's my favorite thing. I mean, you can sit in the studio and sing all day with just you and an engineer, but there's nothing like standing in front of an audience and singing and getting back from people. I love live performances, so that's one thing I'll probably never stop doing.
Well, I definitely can't wait until you come out to Arizona. That's going to be incredible. So I definitely can't wait to definitely check that out. Do you find that you also get incredible love and support when you go overseas?
Yeah. You know what? It's a totally different thing. I mean, they're so appreciative over there, and the audiences are like very, very knowledgeable. They know everything. They read the back of album covers. They know every musician on the track. it's always well received there. And like I said, the fans over there they're so appreciative of everything. So I do enjoy going abroad. Japan is, you know, that's the quietest audience I've ever heard in my life. They sit there, it's like you can't hear a pin drop, and as soon as the song is finished, they go crazy, and when you start the next song, it's silent again. So,
wow.
It's
that's
amazing.
Respect.
The contrast.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Well, I definitely want to, again, you know, as far as we're concerned, you know, here at the D-Hour Network, man, it's we had an incredible time with you, and you're no longer a guest, man. You're a family member here at the network, man. We're gonna
We're gonna
keep on supporting you and telling everybody about the new album, and definitely telling everybody to check it out, and any of your, you know, tours and performances to go check you out, you know, because you know, you're truly a great entertainer, and you love, like you said, performing in front of an audience and live band. And I think that's the type of music that a lot of us music fans definitely need to listen to these days. So, and you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you get a chance, definitely make sure you go out and check him out in any of your respective states. To wherever he's going to be performing. If anybody wants to find out where, how would they get that information?
Well, you can go on my website, which is jeffreyosborne.com, and most of the all of the dates would be posted on that. So,
okay.
But I will be coming around your area. I think I'm going to be touching on just about all the major cities this summer.
Definitely. And I just want to say, Mr. Osborne, as far as the Lakers, hopefully you'll be in the building. You'll be in the building next time they play so they can get back on track. And as far as the Raiders are concerned, I'm just going to pray. You know.
I'm going to pray for your sons down there, too, in Arizona. I ain't going to mention the football team right now.
Hey, trust me, they need a lot of prayer. They need a lot of it. A lot of it.
Man in their sports.
Miss Fabulous, yes. Do you have any closing comments for Mr. Osborne?
I do. I actually want to say, you know, we have a lot of national epic songwriters and singers and artists to come through the D Hour Show Radio Network. But I honestly want to say this felt more like family. I think I'm more so in, like, disbelief right now. I'm actually in an interview with D. Jeffrey Osborne. So I guess I'm just still trying to suck myself out. Like, did this really just happen? I am so ecstatic and just been really excited about this interview all day. So that was motivating to me. And just learning more and more about, you know, in closing, that, you know, you just have an extensive history and giving of your craft. A lot of people are probably not cognizant that you were, you know, behind the scenes with the We Are the World, and a lot of your music has been lent to various, divisions and venues, such as soap opera theme songs and so forth, and that you're also a drummer as well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of singers, you know, become drummers, and a lot of musicians become singers, like the late, great Teddy Pendergrass. He was a drummer.
Marvin Gaye was a drummer.
He surely was.
Yeah, Marvin
yes.
was. Maurice White with Earth, Wind, and Fire was a drummer. Bill Collins was a drummer. So there's a lot of drummers that have turned to singers, yeah.
Absolutely. So that's momentous, and I hope that's encouraging to a lot of our, you know, generation, not X or Y, but generation now, you know, that are inspiring artists, and to know don't stick with one particular genre of music, don't stick with one type of, you know, particular form of entertainment. You have to be well diverse. And Mr. Osborne, I wanted to say you are actually being coined the king of diversity in music. I mean, you've crossed over, you've broken barriers, you know, you worked the late, great Whitney Houston. You wrote the song All at Once, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
See? So a lot of people don't know that I'm a fan. I research, so, you know.
I see you're a fan. I'm impressed. I'm really impressed.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
And to go back at what you said earlier, it does feel like family, and you've made me feel very comfortable. So I want you to know that all of you have made me feel very comfortable. So I've really enjoyed this.
Wow.
Definitely.
Well, do you have any hopes of traveling to Virginia anytime soon? Virginia area?
Virginia area. Well, you know, I was just at that Birchmere, which is kind of like, well, that's actually, yeah, well, that is actually in right outside of D.C.
Yeah.
But I don't know when I'm coming to Virginia. I don't remember my schedule. I don't even look at it until the week I have to go do it. So I'm sure I will be coming through some part of Virginia, though, without a doubt.
Wow. I want to just say for the record, from everyone from, you know, to the east to the west part of Hampton Roads area and Virginia, we want to say collectively we love, and I want to put love in all caps, we love Jeffrey Osborne and your music and your contribution. So you have a lot of fans, so we're just looking for the new music and new, you know, projects and things of that nature. And just thank you immensely. I mean, just this is awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Ray, you have any closing comments for Mr. Osborne?
I just want to say that it was an honor, like I said earlier, that I got the opportunity to speak with you or to be in on this with you guys this evening, because normally I'm not on Thursdays. And I was just inspired by the information that you shared with us earlier. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, baby.
And, again, you know, we're definitely going to keep pushing, you know, the new album, and definitely telling everybody to check it out. And definitely can't wait for you till you come to Arizona. I know that's going to be a really great performance. And, again, you know, stay blessed like you are, and keep, you know, just keep giving us some of that great music that you've always, you know, over the last decade been giving us, man, and we're gonna keep loving you and supporting you, absolutely.
I do appreciate that, man. That means so much, because without you, you know, I don't reach nobody without you. So I want you to know I appreciate that, and I appreciate all your listeners who have been there for me over the years. I do appreciate
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Right. And thank you so much, Mr. Osborne, for joining us tonight, and you continue to have a, you know, blessings, and definitely have a blessed night, and definitely can't wait to see you when you come to Arizona.
All right. I'll be looking for you, man. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a blessed night. Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night, Mr. Osborne.
Good night.
The Hour Radio Network, the legendary Mr. Jeffrey Osborne joining us tonight on the show. Had a phenomenal time with him. We're going to take a quick music break. When we come back, we're going to close it out for the night. So don't go nowhere. It's a little new edition. Oh, they're trying to tell my secret, but I'm not going to let them tell. We'll be right back. Oh, don't go nowhere. Edition telling all the secrets, my secrets from the legendary group New Edition, right here on the D-Hour Radio Network Celebrity Thursday, the famous, fabulous Ray Cole in the building. I want to take this time, ladies and gentlemen, to thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. Another phenomenal show, another incredible Celebrity Thursday show with the legendary Mr. Jeffrey Osborne. We had an incredible time with him. You guys, if you didn't get a chance to check it out, you can always go back to the D-Hour Radio Network's archives and listen to any of our shows, www.blogtalkradio.com/D-Hour Show. Listen to any of our old shows at any time. And again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Just make sure you tune in every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know who we're going to be talking to. You never know what we're going to be doing. So just got to keep listening and keep checking us out. Miss Fabulous, any closing comments for tonight?
Oh, absolutely. I'm almost just like staring in blankness and just awe and disbelief that, you know, we got off the radio with one of the most legendary, you know, entertainers in the business with such longevity. And, you know, I actually learned something today, Ray Cole and D. Slate. It doesn't matter how far you advance within your careers in the world of entertainment, that number one, he took the time and the initiative to spend it with those of us who are in independent radio, okay,
yes.
Number one, and gave us one of the best, more humble, more down-to-earth interviews that I've ever encountered in my particular career. Second of all, again, you know, we have to be more cognizant in our handling and in our business, how we treat one another. He didn't speak to us in a manner as if I'm Jeffrey Osborne, and you're like just some radio personalities. He,
right.
You know, respected us and respected the fact that we researched and we did our show in a very, very positive, you know, way, and we displayed the information in a positive light. So it is imperative, you know, to any artist, to any other interagencies, radio, so on and so forth, whatever you do, if you're a rock, be the best rock possible. And, you know, Jeffrey Osborne didn't necessarily speak these words, but I internalized this as into where you can just be yourself. You know, this man has traveled all over the world. He's done great things. He's crossed barriers. He has people in Japanese singing On the Wings of Love. But at the end of the day, he is a man and he's a person with a heart, a beating heart of flesh and not of stone. So I have learned a valuable lesson. I'm sitting here. I'm going to cut off the lights in the studio and just meditate for like a few minutes because this right here was life-changing for me. This is deep. I'm just so moved right now.
I wonder how they would sing all the, On the Wings of Love in.
Yes, but in all seriousness, definitely, and kudos to you, D. Slate, for being able to, you know, have Mr. Jeffrey Osborne and other great, you know, musicians and entertainers within our lifetime, you know, to share their stories and share, you know, their debut of their new stuff with us, because, again, it all goes back to the person, and you're super awesome. So publicly, I just want to thank you, D. Slate, and the D-Hour Show Radio Network for allowing a platform. And again, Mr. Jeffrey Osborne, you are a class act, sir.
And, you know, I just, and the purpose is, again, and like we've talked about earlier, you know, it's just the fact that, and I think this is really important for the new up-and-coming generation of artists. I think it's so important for them to be able to respect the artists that came before them and also
respect their own
peers. That's how you're going to create great music. And let's create great positive music. Like Jeffrey, like Mr. Osborne said, you know, the music back then was all about love. It was all about life. It was all about the world. And that's the kind of music that we need to bring back, you know, to get people back in a feel good attitude for music.
Yes.
Because there's no feel good attitude about music right now. So I think that that's the kind of music we definitely need to bring back. And that's why I put incredible artists and legendary artists like Mr. Osborne and the Stylistics and other incredible artists like that on here, so that people can also so the new artists can see that, okay, that's what it's all about. You know what? That's the blueprint that I need to follow if I want to be legendary like him. I need to follow that blueprint, and I need to create that type of feel-good music. And, you know, that's the purpose of having incredible artists like that on the show. So, again, you know, I mean, and that's what it's all about. And I'm just blessed, and I'm thankful to have an incredible team behind me, like Miss Fabulous and Ray and CK and Elio and all the other incredible Lamont and Lace and all the other incredible team on the DIY Radio Network. You know, I'm so blessed to be surrounded by you guys. So thank you so much for helping me in this journey. Ray, you have any closing comments for tonight?
Yeah, I just want to say, first off, thank you for allowing me to be a part of this tonight, because like you said, I got to speak to a legend. Like, not many people are going to be able to say they get to speak to, like, a legendary, you know, musician. And just to kind of feed off what you guys are saying, like, he was very humble, very polite. I didn't get the vibe from him that, oh, I'm holier than thou. Like, he was just a very humble and respectable person. And, like, it's like he's one of those people that I think that musicians can learn a lot from. So I'm very honored to have been a part of this tonight.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. And, again, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, it's just all about being able to give you guys, you know, really great radio and really great platforms and different things, you know, that we talk about. Yeah, we talk and we joke around. That's just radio, and that's what we do. But, again, we do have incredible moments like this with Mr. Osborne and some of the other. And I got to say, 90% of the interviews that we've done on our network have all been incredible, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that, with that being said, you guys have to just keep tuning in and just keep checking out the network, because, again, like I said, 90%, and it doesn't matter what show it is, whether or not it's the Covenant Cafe on Sunday, the I Got Something to Say show on Monday, to the Tuesday Spot on Tuesday, Nod Your Head, you know, Wednesday, Celebrity Thursday, or Indie Up Saturday. We have incredible interviews all the time. You guys just got to keep tuning in if you want to be a part of that, you know, and we welcome you. We definitely welcome you with open arms to tune in and listen and hang out with us, and or even call in and talk to us and make comments about what we're talking about. We definitely welcome you guys to do that, and that's what we're all about. We're family here. We have a family, and it's a family environment, and that's how we welcome you. We welcome you like family. So keep tuning in with us every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. Again, we're blessed to have listeners and supporters like you guys for tuning in and checking us out. Again, Mr. Osborne, you are absolutely incredible. You're a phenomenal artist. You know, your music alone speaks volumes about what kind of person and what kind of entertainer you are. And again, if the Lord allows, I really do hope you're allowed to keep performing and keep doing the things that you love doing. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. Thank you guys for joining us. Make sure you guys tune in Saturday for Indie Up Saturday with myself and Ray Cole, and we'll be in the building with DJ Casper Binks and some other great artists. But definitely make sure you guys tune in this Saturday. Again, ladies and gentlemen, please have a blessed, blessed Thursday night. Please be careful, be safe, live love, and be happy. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you so much.
Good night. Salute.
Good night.
Okay, now tell me who the hottest in town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship, the hottest station show. I love the underground artists. Yeah.